We are very excited. We've done a lot of research into understanding how consumers, how they think and what's emotionally motivating to them. And each of the four campaigns that we presented to the commission illustrate that in different ways. There's one that's much like a transformer, where juice is actually transformed into energy. We think this use of computer graphics and the transformation of orange juice is much more contemporary and may appeal more to a younger audience. So that's kind of fun. We've enlisted one of the campaigns using a grower as kind of a spokesperson for us. And then there are a couple of others, too, that illustrate some of the learning that came out of this transformation once people drink orange juice research that we did. We will come back. We're going to do our focus group testing in the next month. Then a couple of them hopefully will rise to the top so we can copy test them and get some approval from the commission. And then we'll go and shoot them in August, and they'll start to air in October.
I didn't hear any public comments from the commissioners. Do they like what they saw?
A couple of them have come up to me and said they really like it. There were four different directions, a lot of things for consumers to react to. They're fun, engaging, and they think they'll break through the clutter.
Tell us a little bit about the progress of shopper marketing. You said that's going great guns, right?
Oh, gosh, it is going great guns. We got 14 different programs that either have executed or in the market right now. 8 more on the drawing board between now and the end of June. We're starting to get some results that show that when consumers are engaging, sales are going up. So that's a positive thing. We have engaged in partnerships with other packaged goods partners that have invested over $1 million in our program. So that extends our budget. We're talking with the top retailers in the country, Walmart, Kroger, Publix, Safeway. So we've made some real inroads and are looking forward to the coming year when we can really be a part of the retailer calendars with back to school and cold and flu, et cetera.
The purpose of this is?
Sell more stuff.
Another thing that you like to say, we're using other people's money.
Yes, we call it, and have for a long time, OPM. That means we are using other people's money to extend our programs and make our grower dollars go further.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.